and why eating specific ways is healthier and not. When we think about nature, we have to understand everything in nature is trying to survive. The goal of a species is to survive and produce offspring. Everybody agree?
Mm-hmm.
We're on the same level. Come on, guys. Get pumped right now. My minds are about to be blown. Some of you have heard of this, some of you haven't. Okay. When you think of nature, every species is here to survive and produce offspring. If a species can't produce offspring, what happens? The species goes extinct. Nature is very good at making things extinct that aren't really good survivors. Right?
Darwinism,
yeah. Okay. Just the theory of evolution. Right? No way, let me think about that. You have to evolve to best fit your adaptation, to best adapt to your environment, to best survive. That's basically what it is. And then those characteristics that lead to your better survival are passed on through traits to the next generation, and as you think of it, you basically get better and better at surviving. That's the point. Okay. So everything that is around nowadays is good at surviving. Okay? And when we think of surviving, what do we have to protect ourselves from?
The elements.
We have to, from the elements. So let's just say the circle of life, everything is trying to protect itself from the bigger predator. Typically, right? It's the food chain you can think of. The food chain. We'll think about the African plains or the jungle or something, okay? The bigger fish in the pond is probably going to eat the smaller fish, okay? Unless those fish are not carnivorous. Yeah. or if you hunt in groups, okay? That's a whole different thing. Don't make me go down that way. So, okay, what the biggest animal in the jungle, how does he protect himself? He eats all the other animals, and he's huge, so he's hard to take down, and he's got big claws, maybe. I don't know which area you want to choose, but for instance, the lions don't typically eat large elephants, right? So there's a protective mechanism of being huge and hard to take down and strong and powerful, right? That's like your elephant. Do elephants eat a ton of meat?
No.
They eat a ton of vegetation. But they aren't really, the lions aren't actually typically after them to kill them, right? Okay, because they're so big, it's a form of protection to be massive, okay? A tree, you can think of the exact same way. Is anyone going to try to eat a tree? It's like, hey, here's a tree. Well, that's a huge tree. I'm not going to try to eat that tree.
A tree?
Okay. Okay. I'm getting a little weird here, but let's go to the basics. How do you protect yourself in nature? What can you do? We're human in nature. What can we do?
Adapt your surroundings.
Okay, so we can hide, meaning blend in with your surroundings. So kind of hide. Okay, what else?
Bigger and stronger.
Be big, but we aren't typically the biggest animal around, so that's tough for us to be the size of an elephant. We can't grow that big, so that one's gonna be a little tough for us. What can we do? We can hide. We can. We can fight, okay? We can fight. And we can...
Run.
And we can run. We can run, we can hide, and we can fight. Does that sound like most of the protective mechanisms in nature? When we think of all animals and all species, what can they do? They can run, they can hide, or they can fight. We have to think of this when we think of our food, because the protective mechanisms in food matter. Big time. So the protective mechanism for plants, can they run?
No.
Can they hide?
Sometimes.
Yeah, plants can definitely hide. Okay. What type of plants hide?
Some pine cones.
pine. Damn pine cones are hiding. Can't find any pine cones anywhere.
Coniferous plants stay
pretty. What plants purposefully hide from sight? Think about it. Where would they be located?
Underground.
Underground. What plants grow underground?
Like
roots, carrot, root vegetables, root plants. Root plants hide underground. Are they visible? Are they in plain sight?
No.
Are they easy to find if you're like a someone walking down the road and there's just a bunch of dirt? Are you going to expect there to be a root vegetable growing underneath there?
No.
And it's going to be hard to find. That is a protective mechanism. Right? Because what happens if that root vegetable gets found?
It gets eaten.
It gets eaten. Can it produce offspring? Can it produce offspring if it's eaten?
Oh, no.
No. There's also the thing of like a fruits, some fruits and some berries that grow in plain sight. Okay. Well, actually, let's finish with the protective mechanisms. So they can't run. Plants can't run, unfortunately. If you see a plant run, you should probably just, get off the acid and go somewhere else. Yeah.
And live my life.
Plants can't run. Okay, so there's no way a plant's going to be able to protect itself by running, like humans or animals. It can hide. Plants can hide by growing out of sight. Can plants bite?
Yes.
Poison?
Okay. So plants can fight too. Poison is one way. A poisonous plant is probably not gonna be eaten, right? By many animals. So the protective agent is to fight. Like, screw you. Like, you can't eat me because I'm going to, like, hurt you.
Yeah.
Dude.
Bruh.
Bite. Bruh.
Okay.
Some things like bushes have thorns on them. That's like a mechanism for protection and fighting, right, in a way, if you think about it.
Pollen.
What's that?
Pollen.
Pollen. Okay, so some poisonous pollens or something that might be, like, protective in a sense that it's going to irritate whatever eats it, or yeah, that sort of thing. Okay.
It makes it have like a bitter aftertaste, so that.
Okay, a bad taste. It can literally like have like an acidic, gross sort of like thing that nobody would really like the taste of. That's another form of protection. But also, we have to think about plants that protect themselves by fighting internally. Bum bum bum. So, when we think of certain plants that can fight. What happens when you eat Okay, let me go different. What if you ate a plant and felt super shitty, vomited, had nausea, headaches, and got sick every time you ate that plant? Would you eat that plant again?
No.
No. Okay. Some plants fight by having the make you feel like shit element. Okay? And what they have in them that is not going to be very good for you to digest are basically protective agents. Okay, these protective agents, when they are released into your system, will say cause inflammation and damage to your cells. Okay? And what foods typically have this protective agent?
Berries, acidic foods.
No, not berries. Berries is a different one. We're going to get into that next. Well, actually, we'll do that really quick. Berries want to be eaten. Why?
Well, so is it being processed in the health?
Why do berries want to be eaten?
So when they're pooped out, they help.
Because that's how they reproduce. The birds come and eat them. They eat the seeds. The seeds get passed through, and all of a sudden the bird poops. That seed is in a nice little ball of fertilizer, gets put into the ground, and what happens?
More
berries grow. Okay? But what happens if a food gets eaten? And when it's eaten, it can't reproduce because it doesn't have that sort of quality seed like a berry does.
Make
Does it? It doesn't want to be eaten, right?
No.
So what is it going to do? It's going to develop over millions of years.
Shells,
potentially. Okay. Does a nut particularly want to be eaten? Can it reproduce? God, Miguel. Does a nut want to be eaten? Yes, I got that. Okay. So it's going to have a protective agent that... It's going to have a protective agent that's going to take a lot of effort to open that shell. Anybody ever try to eat an almond from nature? Oh, it's ridiculous. If you don't have like a tool and you try to break it, it's like it's not worth the time that you would put in. Okay, so almonds might have a few protective agents, but their protective agent is mainly in the shell. Do we eat the shells?
No.
No, so nuts aren't going to be terrible for us and cause a whole bunch of irritation. Okay, but what if we ate the shells? Do you think that might cause a little bit of irritation? Yeah, might be a little bloody. Yeah, because we got all the imagine eating a shell of a walnut. You would crack a walnut, right? We'd be a nutcracker. It's also a play. Okay, so you can imagine some like nuts like that have the seed inside, or the nut seed. Okay. And they're protected by the outer shell. We don't eat that outer shell. What if the seed is smaller and isn't as big? Like, for instance, eating a sunflower seed. Okay, that's a little bit easier to eat the whole thing, right? Than a walnut or something? Okay. But what about the seed in something like wheat? And what about the protective casing in something like wheat? Well, what's the difference between whole grain?
Get the one that I brought.
Grab those and put those in the trash.
I know.
I brought you one last time.
Grab those.
All right. What's the difference between whole grain and not whole grain? Whole grain has the protective outer casing, and it includes the whole grain. Yay! Okay. And then when you process grains, like the difference between brown rice and white rice, what do? You remove one of the layers, and you get a more refined, simpler, not whole grain. Right? It's no longer whole grain anymore. Okay, but what does the government recommend? Then you eat the whole grain, right? What if I told you that each of these layers contain protective agents that cause inflammation and damage to the body? Would you want to eat that?
No.
It's like eating the shell of a nut.
It's like eating that walnut shell, right? Is that going to be very pleasing to your system? No.
So that's rice?
But yeah, this is rice, this is wheat, this is corn. Rice, wheat, and corn, any grain has a outer casing, sort of a medial casing, or middle casing, and then an inner casing. And the inner casing is the starch, the actual nutrient portion of the grain. This is why we can get calories from a grain, is because inside of this shell right here, they have starch, pure starch, such as rice, wheat, and corn. Okay, are rice, wheat, and corn pretty much the staple of the American diet? Wheat, specifically? What does the government recommend in the new food pyramid, which we'll get into in the next few minutes here, on page 41? A whole mess of whole grains, yay! Okay, so the government's recommending that we eat whole grain. But because the grain has evolved over thousands of years, millions of years, whatever you want to say, it has developed a mechanism that prevents it from being eaten in nature. And that is, when you eat this, you feel like shit. Anybody ever feel a little lethargic after you have some pizza?
Yeah,
kind of
like,
oh. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anybody ever get headaches frequently?
Yes, I do.
What if I told you that all disease, okay, I'm not going to say all disease, most disease comes from inflammation. And inflammation is caused by many things, but one of the biggest culprits of inflammation is caused by whole grain.
Wow.
What if I told you most of the modern diseases, including hypertension, diabetes, well, I mean, yeah, diabetes, well, we'll talk about diabetes, it's a little unique one, but Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, peripheral heart disease, coronary heart disease, Parkinson's disease, psoriasis, all those conditions were caused by inflammation. Inflammation caused by, well, crap food and processing that goes into the food. Foods with more than one ingredient. And foods that are from nature that have a protective agent to survive, but yet we cultivate on a regular basis. Does that make sense why all of a sudden chronic disease is so abundant in our society? Would it correlate the fact that we've eaten more whole grain and than we have ever in the history of our species?
Mm-hmm. So the USDA is killing us.
No. We don't want to jump down the hole of saying that the USDA is killing us or trying to kill us or anything like that. We just want to recognize that via education and understanding a little bit about nature, we can recognize that there's benefits to eating foods and there's detriments to eating other foods. Mm-hmm. And the main thing that I want you guys to think about is your health from here on out is inflammation. And I know you guys have seen inflammation when you've had a bad weekend and all of a sudden you come back here and I measure your skin folds and you're a little bit higher, you weigh 2 pounds more, you weigh 3 pounds more, and you feel a little crappy and you aren't up 100%, you know, yourself.
It's all in and out.
In and out, exactly. So we went from a little bit about history to getting into nature and protective agents in nature. This is just a theory, guys. This is just a theory. Okay, there's no science that's going to be able to prove this anytime too soon. But it's something that I would recommend trying to see if you, or if this works for you. If you can reduce body fat by reducing inflammation. Because remember, what comes along with inflammation?
Swelling.
A lack of optimized system. Fluid retention, what did you say?
Mass.
A little extra mass, a little just fluid buildup. And what extra comes with that? You get hormonal imbalance. Okay? If your body is chronically being attacked, if your body's chronically being attacked by what are called anti-nutrients, or basically foods that are not meant to be eaten, what does your body have to develop more of? Well, does that it has to basically go fight off this inflammation. If your body's worried about fighting off inflammation, what does it not have time to do? Or if your body's constantly using its immune system to fight off inflammation, are you more likely to get sick?
Yeah.
Anybody get sick 3 to 4 times a year on every year, guaranteed? Used to?
I used to.
Thank you. Okay. Did you guys stop eating grains or something? You guys stop eating grains or something? Okay. So when you have inflammation, you have hormonal dysregulation. When you have hormonal dysregulation, you lead to decreased testosterone, increased stress hormones, and cortisol, leading to increased body fat and just hormonal dysregulation. All about. You're probably getting sick. You're probably having joint pain that's just achy for no reason. You're probably getting headaches randomly, brain fog, tired at 2 p.m. every day, or even tired all the time. Okay. There's a lot of symptoms that run along with, or that come right along with eating foods that are not supposed to be eaten, due to the fact that they are great at protecting themselves. But I mean, can a plant protect itself if you purposefully farm it, or cut it all off, go and put it in through a bunch of machines, process it, and turn it into something that looks like food? It can still, because that whole grain is still in your whole wheat bread. And when you have all of this inflammation-causing grain, grind it up and blend it up, is it still there? Did it take out any of the inflammatory factors? It didn't. Does that mean you should immediately stop eating whole grain?
Yeah.
It depends. Depends if you want to give it a go or not. It depends if you want to give it a try. If you give it a try and all of a sudden you see great response, would you be more likely to avoid foods that might be pro-inflammatory? Okay. If you don't give it a try, it might be tough for you to understand maybe what this feels like. All right.